morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
With abuse of prescription drugs at a crisis level, it's irresponsible to grant unsupervised prescription authority to advanced practice nurses, a class of providers who can get their degrees entirely online. We need doctors leading healthcare teams. Let your legislators know that for your family, you want higher standards. The legislature should not grant privileges through legislation that were not earned through education. Call your legislators today and tell them doctors should lead healthcare teams. Go to degreesofcare.com to take action. That's degreesofcare.com. Due to inclement weather, Quartermaster Creek's annual spring bull sale has been rescheduled. Sale is now set for Wednesday, March 13th at 12:30 at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. This year's sale still features 102-year-old bulls sired by leading AI sires plus 70 open-yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. Sale books on request or online at www.quartermastercreek.com or for more information, call Mike and Annie Schweitzer at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek, real life, real beef.
Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The U.S. and China are inching closer to an agreement on trade that could be reached this month. That according to those close to the talks. Bloomberg reports an agreement could be reached and finalized later this month during a planned summit between China's president and President Donald Trump. As part of the potential agreement, China would lower tariffs on agricultural products. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue at the 2019 Commodity Classic last week told reporters a magnificent conclusion to the U.S.-China negotiations will involve doubling and tripling our farm exports to China. Perdue also said he was cautiously optimistic about the prospects for a final agreement. President Trump put off a planned round of tariff increases to start the month. However, the U.S. wants to continue to have the threat of tariffs as leverage to ensure China will comply with any agreement. In the meantime, though, Trump has asked China to immediately remove all of its tariffs on U.S. agricultural products because trade talks are going so well between the two nations. The request to remove agriculture tariffs includes beef, pork, soybeans, and others. Trump called the request very important for our great farmers. The tariffs are part of the tit-for-tat trade war last year when China retaliated over U.S. tariffs by targeting agriculture. Earlier this year, Derek Hagwood, a representative of the American Soybean Association, said he expects to see the impact of trade issues in the next 2018-2019 marketing year. That's because shipments to China virtually halted when the trade war began. Despite the trade woes in the 2017-2018 marketing year, farmers exported a record 2.6 billion bushels of U.S. soy and soy products. Pam Snelson, a soybean producer from Juan, Oklahoma, and board member of the American Soybean Association since 2015, shared her thoughts and perspectives on the current state of the soybean business as an industry leader experiencing the same hardships as other producers across the country, facing one of the toughest economic periods in the ag sector since the 1980s. She, too, is particularly concerned with the prospect of putting an end to the ongoing trade tensions. During the Commodity Classic, she remarked on her full confidence in President Trump and his administration in seeing that goal accomplished.
Well, we, of course, were very interested in the continuing trade talks instead of the tariffs, and we believe that President Trump is moving forward on that. We're hopeful. We do spend a lot of time in D.C. talking to legislators, seeing what they can do from their end to try to push our trade negotiations forward. We're just constantly looking for new markets, as well as hopeful that our China markets will come back online.
You got farm news on Ron.
It's the Hall Coyote Hills annual bull sale, Saturday, March 9th at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. All bulls developed and performance tested at Coyotes Hills Ranch, all with genomically enhanced EPDs. And there's a 5% volume discount on 5 or more bulls. For more information or sale catalog, go to hallchr.com. That's hallchr.com. Or call 580-597-3006.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.